It's a beautiful day. Amen. Just all the beautiful creation reminds us of what a good God we serve. Well, let me pray one more time. Mostly for me, that I do a good job and I don't make a mess of sharing the Word of God. Jesus, we just declare that we love you this morning. We just praise your mighty name, God. We just lift our eyes to you and we declare that you are good. Thank you, God. We just thank you for your mercy, your grace. Your patience with us, Jesus. And we just ask that we could give glory and honor to you in a right way this morning. Lord, lift our heads so we will look to you. God, just help us to get our eyes off other things that may be distracting us from your glory. Lord, we just take your word by faith. We reach out to you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just praise your mighty name. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we don't want anything between you and us and between us and each other. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, turn with me to Isaiah 60.
我们可以一起来看以赛亚书第60章。
Our theme text. I just want to make a couple observations based on Isaiah 60, the chapter here.
在以赛亚书第60章, 我们一起来看。
Verse 1.
第一节,
says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
说兴起发光, 因为你的光已经来到, 耶和华的荣耀, 发现照耀你。
The Word of God exhorts us to rise up and let God's glory shine through us.
神的话说, 叫我们兴起, 叫神的光从我们照射出去。
This shining, this rising up, the letting of God's glory flow through us is not something we can do in ourselves.
这个兴起发光将神的荣耀反射出去不是我们自己能做的。
It's not something we can produce by our own effort.
不是我们自己努力能够创造出来的。
It must be God's glory, God's strength that flows through us, amen?
必须是神的荣耀,神的能力从我们流出,不是吗? Amen吗?
But if we are to be the people of God and the church of God in the earth today, and accomplish all that God has called us to do, we must not try to do this thing in our own effort. It must be God's glory, God's power that flows through us. We are utterly dependent upon God's grace, God's glory in us. Amen?
Amen.
So the scripture encourages us to rise up, get up.
所以在圣经在这里说,兴起,
let the love of Jesus shine through your life. And how can we do this? Because God's glory has risen upon us. It shines on us.
我们怎么这样做呢?乃是因为神他自己的荣耀,他的光已经照在我们的身上。
And just in case we're confused about what the glory of God is,
如果我们对所谓神的荣耀不明白的,
let's look at a few scriptures that remind us exactly what this glory is.
我们来看一看圣经上怎么样解释什么是神的荣耀。
I mean, the glory of God is a beautiful term, amen?
神的荣耀这乃是一个非常美丽的名词，不是吗？
The glory, but sometimes that's a little bit abstract.
好像有一点抽象。
The scripture makes it very, very clear what we're talking about.
但是圣经的经典很清楚解释给我们什么是神的荣耀。
One of my favorite verses, Hebrews 1.
我最喜欢的经节之一就是希伯来书一章。
Verse 1 through 3.
第一和第三到第三节
God who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖
So the scripture here is reminding us that throughout all of history God has been busy speaking to his people, amen?
这句话很清楚告诉我们在过去的世代里神常常晓谕我们
through miracles and prophets
借着先知借着各样的神迹奇事
but then the verse goes on to remind us how he is speaking to us today
然后圣经继续告诉我们他在今天如何晓谕我们
has in these last days spoken to us by his son
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们
whom he has appointed heir of all things,
又早已立他为承受万有的
through whom also he made the world.
也曾借着他创造诸世界。
And this should remind us of the fact that if we have any understanding about God,
这个提醒我们若是我们对神有一点的认识
that is in conflict with the person and the character and the words of Jesus,
若是与基督他本人或者他的话语有冲突的
We should be suspicious of that. We should not readily accept that. Amen?
我们应该对我们以前的认识有怀疑不能接受我们过去不正确的想法
Jesus is the ultimate expression of the heart of God to us.
因为耶稣基督是唯一的也是真正的能够发表神的
Many people will create doctrines in the church.
很多人也许有在教会里有各样的教导
teachings in the church
各样的教训
but often sometimes they don't quite line up with the image of Christ
但是呢这些教导或教训常常不能跟耶稣基督圣经里所讲到的耶稣基督来相合
Amen?
Amen
We must take care that all of our teaching all of our practices line up with the person and character of Jesus
我们所有的教训和学习必须都要跟耶稣基督他的人格和他所有的琐事来吻合
I mean, remember, we're concerned about God shining through us, so we must be concerned about these things too.
我们若是在乎神可不可以从我们反照出去，那我们就要非常在乎这些教训的正确性。
And let me just add, this is not something we do only one time.
而且不只是我们不是只自己检查一次而已。
If we are wise, we will over and over again review how and what we are doing in the church.
若是我们有智慧的话，我们会经常自我检查我们在教会里所做的各样事物。
And line it up with the image of Jesus.
将它来与耶稣基督他的所事和他的所做来吻合，来相比。
Amen. Do you understand?
你们听得懂吗？阿门吗？
If it doesn't look like Jesus.
如果我们所做的不像是耶稣会做的
If it doesn't smell like Jesus
或者闻起来不像耶稣的味道的
You know the fragrance of Christ
没有基督的馨香的
If it doesn't act and feel like Christ as we see him in the word of God
若是我们所做的或所感觉的不像我们在圣经里所读到的主耶稣
It will more than likely diminish the light of Christ in our midst
很可能呢我们会让耶稣基督的光辉在我们当中减弱
Now, let's go on. I love this next part.
我喜欢下面的这一节。
So in these last days, we know God has spoken to us through Christ.
我们知道在末世神借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
Speaking of Christ, it goes on to say,
他继续解释到他的儿子是怎样的一位。
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
他们说他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相。
The word of God tells us that Jesus is the brightness of God's glory.
神的话告诉我们说耶稣是神荣耀所发的光辉。
We get up this morning, we look at all creation.
我们早晨起来看到所创造的万物。
And yet there is one shiny area that is brighter than all.
在你四处观望的时候，有个地方比各处都亮。
Of course, that's the sun.
当然，我们都知道那个最亮的就是太阳。
We can't even look at it; it's so bright.
因为这么亮，我们甚至不能直目逼视。
In the same way, the person and the character, the teachings of Jesus Christ.
同样，我们教导关乎耶稣基督。
Are the shiniest part of who God is.
我们所有教导里，耶稣基督他自己是所有最明亮的部分。
A brilliant light, amen.
他是那个荣耀的光辉。
This is all about Jesus.
这是完全我们所说的都是关乎耶稣自己。
We must never let any other teaching supersede or be more prominent in our midst than the teaching of Jesus.
在我们当中绝对不应该容许任何超过耶稣基督的事物。
Amen?
Amen.
You go to some fellowships and they have a particular doctrine that they are fond of.
有时候你去某一些的团体当中，他们对某一类的教训，他们是非常的喜爱。
For example, some denominations, they love to teach on sanctification.
有些的特别喜欢讲到那个成圣或者圣洁。
Holiness.
圣洁。
And so they'll say holiness, holiness, sanctification, holiness. They'll teach it all the time.
所以他们常常教导他们的圣徒有关圣洁或成圣的事。
But only speak of Jesus rarely.
但是很少提到耶稣。
Other places, they'll, whatever their cause may be, they preach it and preach it and preach it, but seldom use and speak of Christ.
很多地方呢，他们不断的宣导，不断的传扬，但是很少在他们所说的话语里提到耶稣本人。
Are you following me here? Our vocabulary must be Christ. He must not only be a piece of our theology.
他不能只是我们神学中的一部分。
But he must be the substance of what we preach.Day in and day out.
它应该是我们无论做什么事、宣讲什么事，真正的那个实体。
Amen. But I know you are in agreement with this. Amen.
我相信你们是同意我的看法。
This is an important truth in your midst. I'm sure of that.
我非常确定在你们当中这是一件很重要的事。
So he is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
If you want to know what God looks like, what His glory looks like,
你想要知道神长什么样子，他的荣耀是什么样子。
You don't have to look any further than the person of Jesus Christ.
你不需要再超过耶稣以外来寻找。
How does God feel about people?
神对我们什么感觉？
Look at Jesus Christ.
你看看耶稣基督是怎样。
How does Jesus Christ want us to love and forgive?
耶稣何等喜欢爱我们，并且赦免我们。
The Scripture has made it clear. Amen.
圣经很清楚地向我们描述了。
And we'll continue on here in Hebrews 1. And upholding all things by the word of his power,
他用他常用他全能的命令托住万有。
When he had himself purged our sins,
他洗净了人的罪。
Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Amen. The glory of God is Jesus Christ.
神的荣耀就是耶稣基督。
John 1:14 says the same thing.
在约翰福音一章十四节也说到一样的事。
The scripture says the word became flesh.
他说到道成了肉身。
And made his dwelling among us.
住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
The glory of the one and only.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And 2 Corinthians 4 through 6.
在灵后第四章第六节。
For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness."
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
Made his light shine in our hearts.
已经照在我们心里。
To give us light of the knowledge of the glory of God,
叫我们得知神荣耀的光
in the face of Christ,
显在耶稣基督的面上。
Amen.
Amen.
Yet we see in the earthly ministry of Jesus,
我们看到主在地上的执事
these religious leaders.
那些宗教的领袖
the Pharisees, the Sadducees,
那些法利赛人那些撒都该人
who knew the word of God very well.
他们对神的话是很有知识的
they had a small compartment that they wore on their forearm.
他们的手臂上有很多的小块
that contained the law of God.
上面都是刻了神的话。
Another one here on their forehead, they would tie it to their forehead, literally, in obedience to the scriptures.
他们而且照着圣经的吩咐，将神的话绑在额头上。
That contain the law of God.
就是带着神的话在他们额头上。
That they might always be obedient to the exhortations that said to keep God's law before their eyes.
因为他们要遵照圣经的教训，说要将主的话摆在我的眼前。
They loved the scriptures.
他们非常喜爱神的话。
But they didn't recognize the glory of God when it was in their midst.
但是当神的荣耀来到他们当中的时候，他们却不认识他。
Because Jesus came in a way they did not expect.
因为主耶稣来的方式是他们超过他们所预期的。
Amen. So it is possible to know the word of God very well.
所以呢，很可能我们也许勤读圣经。
And still sometimes miss or not recognize Christ in our midst.
我们仍然当主耶稣来到我们当中，我们会错过甚至不认得他。
Amen. So this presence of Christ, this glory.
神主耶稣基督他自己的同在，神的荣耀。
God wants to release it through our lives.
神要借着我们的生命中来释放出来。
He wants the glory of Christ to shine through our lives.
他要他儿子荣耀的光辉在我们的生命中照耀出来。
And this glory will be attractive to other people.
当这个荣光显出来的时候，能够吸引其他的人。
It is designed to draw other people. Amen?
这个荣光的目的是吸引其他的人。
This is clearly what it says as we read on in Luke 4.Isaiah 4, 60 verse 4 through 7.
如果我们继续读以赛亚书六十章的时候，从第四节开始，你就看到这里很清楚的记载，这个荣光它是要吸引人的。
Lift up your eyes all around and see.
你举目向四方观看。
They all gather together.
众人都聚集来到你这里。
They come to you.
他们来到你这里。
Your sons shall come from afar.
你的众子从远方而来。
And your daughters shall be nursed at your side.
你的众女也被怀抱而来。
Then you shall see and become radiant.
那时你看见就有光荣。
And your heart will swell with joy.
你心又跳动又欢畅。
Because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you.
因为大海丰盛的货物必转来归你。
The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you.
列国的财宝也必来归你。
The multitudes of camels shall cover your land.
成群的骆驼并米甸和以法的毒蜂驼必遮满你。
Jump down to verse 7.
跳到第七节。
All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you.
基达的羊群都必聚集到你这里。
The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you.
尼拜约的公羊要供你使用。
They shall ascend with acceptance to my altar.
在我的坛上必蒙悦纳。
And I will glorify the house of my glory.
我必荣耀我荣耀的殿。
Because of this glory that has arisen upon the people of God here.
因为神的荣耀明显在这里叙述到在神的百姓中显出来。
All nations, all peoples are coming to them.
万国万民都来到了他们那里。
This is a way that we can examine ourselves.
所以我们自我检查的话。
And see if God's glory is really shining through our lives.
要知道神的荣耀是不是真的借着我们的生命显出来。
Do people pursue us? Do they seek us out?
就是人喜不喜欢来到我们当中。
Do they come to us?
人来不来到我们这里。
Are they attracted by what they see in our lives?
他们在我们生命中所看见的是不是会吸引他们。
Or are they repelled? Pushed away.
他们会拒绝，他们会离开。
Do you understand where I'm going with this? What I'm saying?
你们了解我现在所说的是什么吗？
Some people will flee away from us because they don't want to have anything to do with God.
有些人看见我们就逃避我们，因为他们不需要不想要与神发生任何的关系。
But there are many other people that sometimes run from the people of God.
但是另外一种情形，也有人看到神的百姓就远远的走逃。
Because the image of Christ is diminished and covered up.
因为呢，耶稣基督的荣光和形象是被遮掩在这一批的人当中。
God says, "Rise up and remove the covers from His glory." Amen.
神说兴起，发光，将一切的遮蔽挪开。
Let his love and grace and character shine through us.
让主耶稣他的爱、他的恩典、他的所事借着我们彰显出来。
And it will draw the presence of
people. 若是这样做，我们一定会吸引人来到我们当中。
Mark 2, verse 1. Let's look over there. I'll give you an example from the ministry and life of Jesus.
马可第二章，在这里我们可以看到主耶稣他在地上的执事一种彰显。
Again, he entered Capernaum after some days. We're speaking of Christ here.
过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。
And it was heard that he was in the house.
人听见耶稣在房子里。
Many church leaders try to get people in the house, amen?
很多时候我们希望人来到神的家。
They try to do many things to attract the people.
我们做许多的事吸引人来到神的家。
Special activities, new crusades.
各种各样的活动，各种的聚会，各样的活动。
But here we see, what we find when Jesus is in the house,
但在这里我们读到说，当人发现耶稣在那个房子里。
Verse 2, immediately many gathered together.
马上就有许多的人聚集。
So that there was no longer room to receive them.
甚至连门前都没有空地。
And not even near the door.
靠近门的地方都没有空地了。
We need to learn how to do this, amen?
我们需要学习如何做这样的事，阿们吗？
To let the light, the love, the character of Jesus shine through us.
让耶稣基督的爱和光借着我们照耀出去。
Where there will not be room in the house.
到一个地步连房子里都没有空间了。
Because so many come.
因为太多人来。
This is a challenge facing the church everywhere.
这是在所有的教会所遇见的挑战。
So there was no longer room to receive them.Not even near the door.
许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。
And he preached the word to them.
耶稣就对他们讲道。
Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men.
有人带着一个瘫子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
When Jesus is in our midst, people will bring needy people. Amen.
若主耶稣在我们的当中，人会把许多有需要的人带来。
And when they could not come near him because of the crowd,
因为人多不得近前。
They uncovered the roof where he was.
就把耶稣所在的房子拆了屋顶。
So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying.
既拆通了，就把瘫子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
That sounds like a good problem, amen?
你不觉得这不是一个蛮好的问题吗？
People tearing the roof off to get in the house of God.
人将你的屋顶给拆了，为要进到神的家。
Because Jesus was there.
因为耶稣在那里。
Because Jesus was shining in their midst.
因为耶稣在他们当中发光照耀。
Because the heart of Jesus was appealing and reaching out to touch the hurting. Amen?
因为耶稣基督的心吸引并且触摸了那些需要的人。
What is keeping us from letting the light and love of Jesus shine through our lives?
是什么拦住了我们，使我们不让耶稣的爱和恩典能够照出去？
The humility, the brokenness, the tenderness, and the compassion of Christ.
那个耶稣基督的谦卑，他的温柔，他的忍耐和他的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Do people pursue us, wanting to find out more about Jesus?
有没有人来到我们当中，为要更多认识耶稣？
Christ, the glory of God, dwells in earthen vessels in us.
耶稣基督，神的儿子，他住在我们这些卑贱的器皿、瓦器的。
And God exhorts us, rise up, let him shine, break forth.
神说，破碎你的自己，兴起，让这个光发出去。
But for that to happen, we must get out of the way. Amen.
要这个光照出来，我们必须要从这里面挪开。
Sometimes our personality, our ways of doing things are in the way.
很多时候我们的个性或我们做事的方法是这个拦阻。
Amen.
阿们吗？
We must be a people that humble ourselves and allow Christ to break through.
我们必须谦卑我们的自己，容许耶稣基督照耀出去。
What is it in your life that's keeping the light of Jesus from shining forth?
在你的生命里是什么拦阻了他的光照射出去？
Impatience?
是我们的没有耐心吗？
There are all kinds of things that quench the presence of Christ.
我们有很多的光景，叫耶稣基督他的荣耀被浇灭了。
I don't pretend to know what is in your life.
我不是在这里假装我知道你们生活中的情形。
I have enough things in my own life that quench the presence of Jesus.
因为我个人而言，我就有许多的问题，常常叫耶稣基督荣耀被消减。
But I know we have the responsibility to ask God what those things are.
但我确知一件事，就是我们每一个人都有责任来问神，向神求问是什么拦阻。
And come to Him daily and say, God, what's in me that is keeping Your light from shining brightly?
每一天我们都需要来问神，在我里面有什么拦阻你的光照耀出去。
Amen.
Amen.
This breaking forth of the light of Jesus is not something that your leaders in the church can do for you.
这样的事不是你教会里的领袖能够帮助你的。
It's something that happens as each one of us as individuals.Makes a choice to let Jesus shine forth.
而是我们每一个人自己必须有这样的决定，让耶稣的光照出来。
Amen.
阿门嘛。
And this light is not something that's just supposed to shine on Sundays.
而这个光不只是说每一个星期天才照射的。
Or at the prayer meeting.
或者在祷告聚会里才照射的。
Or at the youth meeting.
或者在青年人的聚会里才照射。
The shining is supposed to, the glory of God is supposed to shine all the time.
神的荣光应该是常常照射出去的。
Amen.
Amen.
This may be why some people are confused about what the Church of Jesus Christ really is.
也许这就是许多人常常对耶稣基督他的教会到底是怎么一回事而发出迷惑的原因。
They see light on Sunday.
他们来看到，哎，星期天满有神的荣光。
And darkness on Tuesday.
但是星期二的时候却蛮黑暗的。
They scratch their head and they say, I don't know what that is. I don't know if I want that.
他们抓抓他们脑袋说，我不晓得这是怎么回事，我也不晓得我要不要这样子的东西。
Turn with me back to Isaiah 60.
我们回到以赛亚书第六十章。
At the end of the chapter of Isaiah 60,
在六十章的末了，
we find some more truth about this shining, this glory of God in verse 19 and 20.
在第十九二十节里面，我们更多来认识神的荣光。
The prophet says, "The sun shall no longer be your light by day."
以赛亚在这里说到，日头不再做你白昼的光。
Nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you.
月亮也不再发光照耀你。
In other words, you're not to depend on natural light.
表示说我们不再依靠自然的光。
But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God your glory.
耶和华却要做你永远的光，你神要为你的荣耀。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Your sun shall no longer go down.
你的日头不再下落。
Nor shall your moon withdraw itself.
你的月亮也不退缩。
For the Lord will be your everlasting light.
因为耶和华必做你永远的光。
And the days of your mourning shall be ended.
你悲哀的日子也完毕了。
God's saying He wants this light that's to break forth.
神告诉我们，他要这个光照耀出去。
Not to be like the sun that rises and then sets.
不像日头在外面，它会升，它会落。
But something that shines continually.
而是一个光可以不断的照耀的。
Amen.
Amen.
God wants the light, His glory, to shine through us all the time.
神要他的荣光借着我们无时无刻的照耀出去。
This reminds me of the passage in Revelation.
这提醒到让我想起了在启示录的一段。
That says in heaven there will be neither sun nor moon.
讲到说在新天新地的日子里再也没有日光也没有月光。
Because the presence of Jesus will be our light.
因为主耶稣他自己荣耀的同在要成为我们的光。
Amen.
Amen.
There's neither sun nor moon in heaven because the face of Christ continually shines.
在新天新地里再也没有日头或月亮，因为耶稣基督他自己要成为那存永远的光。
But you say, "Oh, brother, that's in heaven. That'll be some other day."
你会说，哦 ，brother， 弟兄啊，那个是天上的事，那是以后的事。
But Jesus bids us in Matthew 6:9.
但是主耶稣吩咐我们在马太福音第六章第九节。
Pray for the kingdom to come.
我们要祷告，叫他的国度降临。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven.
愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意成就在地上成就，如同在天上。
God wants His glory, His kingdom to shine continually.
神要他的荣耀他的国度不断地在这里发光照耀
Amen
阿们吗
Now, I remember when I was a young man a teenager growing up in the church
我记得当我年轻的时候青少年在教会里长大
Some of us young people have always been raised in the church, amen?
有没有很多年轻人从小在教会里长大的?
And sometimes it's easy to let your light shine on Sunday.
所以呢，常常我们礼拜天是蛮发光的。
And then to cover up that light on Monday.
但是礼拜一的时候，这个光就要遮掩起来。
Don't let anybody see that light through the
week. 要让别人看见我身上的光。
Amen?
阿们吗?
Men, sometimes it's easy for us to pray great prayers on Sunday.
就着我们成人来说也是一样，很容易礼拜天我们有一个好的祷告。
But then to be very quiet at work about Jesus.
但是我们在工作的场合呢，却进口不提耶稣的名字。
Amen.
阿们吗
？Am I the only one that struggles with this?
我是唯一这样有这种挣扎的人吗
？Or is this something that tries to work on all of us at one time or another?
还是我们每一个人都有类似的经历
？God says, "Do not hide your light. Do not put it under a bushel."
神说不要隐藏你的光，不要把它。放在斗底下
to let it shine all the time
让它发出它的光辉
Amen Rise up and let the light of Jesus shine
兴起让耶稣基督的光照耀
Amen When we let the light of Jesus shine, people will be drawn towards us.
当我们让耶稣的基督照耀出来的时候，人会被吸引到我们这里。
Sometimes in the church, I think we are answering questions that no one is asking.
很多时候在教会里，我们有一个习惯，我们回答一些没有人问的问题。
Some of our ministry is offering information.
有时候我们的事工呢，好像是提供各样的资讯。
That no one is inquiring about, asking about.
而没有人对这样资讯是有兴趣的。
But when this light breaks forth from our life,
但是当耶稣基督的光从我们里面照耀出来的时候
people around us will be inquisitive and curious.
我们四围的人就开始会有各样的问题和需要。
They'll ask us, how do you get along with your wife? How do you raise your children?
人会来问我说你怎么样与你的配偶相处你怎么样教导你的孩子
They will ask for answers about real life problems, amen?
他们会来问你有关生活当中很实际的问题
But when we hide the light of Christ
但是我们若遮掩了这个光
When we diminish it, there is no curiosity in the people out in the world
让我们让这个光消减的时候我们四围世界上的人就不再有这个好奇心和问题了
How do you feel when somebody offers you information that you didn't ask for?
你觉得怎么样？若是有人给你一些资讯是你根本不感兴趣的。
Doesn't that make you what? I didn't ask you any questions.
你的反应会说什么？我又没有问你这个问题。
I think we need sometimes to not, and please understand me, not offer so many solutions to people that aren't asking.
希望你们不要误解我的意思，但是我希望我们不要常常是提供一些别人没有问的问题的答案。
And do more of letting the life and the character of Jesus shine through us.
我们更应该专注在让耶稣基督他的所事借着我们发表出来。
And when people are curious enough, they will ask us, and we will have a word that is powerful to effect a change.
当人好奇到一个地步来问我们的时候呢，我们就有神的话能带着能力来改变别人的生命。
Amen? Does that make sense? And this is something we must ask God to do.
这是我们向神求坐在我们当中的。
Rise up, shine, but it's got to be His glory.
发光，但是这个光必须是他自己的荣耀。
Amen. Well, let's take a moment to pray about this. Does that seem right and good?
我们一起花点时间为着这个来祷告，好吗？
And you know the places in your life that diminish or cover the glory, the light of Jesus.
你知道在你的生命里是什么拦阻或者遮挡了耶稣基督的光？
Maybe the Spirit of God has put His finger on something this morning and said, that thing is covering up my light.
也许神的光今天早晨照在你的里面，向你指出是某一件事或某一个情形。
That habit, that attitude is keeping people from seeing the light of Jesus.
你的某一个习惯或你某一个态度拦阻了思维的人看见耶稣的光。
Just ask the Lord, He will show you.
我们就来向神求问，他会指明在我们的心中。
But I do encourage us all to give that to the Lord.
我也鼓励你们，无论是什么，把那个难处交给主。
And just reach out and say, God, here it is. Remove it. Take it out of my life. Anything that would cover your light.
将它交给主，说主，我让给你，把这个拿走。任何拦阻你光照的，都求你挪去。
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That we just confess we can't do this by ourselves.
对，主，我们承认我们不能自己做这样的事。
God, we thank you that you have not called us to make a light shine.
我们感谢你，你没有呼召我们来制造一个光来照耀。
You are the light.
因为你就是这光。
That you have risen.
你已经复活了。
You are shining on us and through us.
你已经兴起并且照耀在我们身上。
God, you desire to reveal your character and your great love through your people.
你何等愿意借着你的百姓，将你的所事和你的爱彰显出来。
And yet, God, we get in the way sometimes.
那很多时候，我们是这光的拦阻。
We do things, we say things
我们做某些事，我们说某些话
that cover your character and who you are
遮盖了你的所事
And so Father, we just humbly ask that you would remove those things you would show us how to push those things aside
主早晨我们谦卑来到你的面前求你显明是什么拦阻了并且把这个挪开
God, I just pray for these young people that are here
主并为在我们当中的年轻人祷告
That they would embrace you and let your light shine all the time.
愿他们怀抱你，欢迎你，而让你的光无时无刻的能够照耀出去。
That they would not be one way on Sunday and a different way on Monday.
使他们不至于在星期日和其他的日子有所不同。
Help us, Lord, as men.
主啊，要帮助我们当中的大人。
God, that we would let your light shine.
主啊，我们渴望你的光借着我们照耀出去。
We would not be one way at church.
好像我们不是在教会里是一个样子
and a different way at the workplace
在工作却是另外一个样子
God, just show us how to let your light shine
主啊指教我们的心让我们知道如何让你的光照耀出去
God, please, we ask you to do this
神啊我们祷告求你帮助我们
We ask you to do this, Jesus
主我们请求你做这样的事
Thank you, God
谢谢主
God, we just lay it all at, your, at the foot of the cross Just wash all those things away, God.
主啊，将这一切都洗净除去。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你。
Thank you, God. I just pray that you'd make us very sensitive to your Spirit, Jesus.
主啊，我们真的祷告，叫我们向你的圣灵敏感。
And when those things try to rise back up,
主啊，那些要再复起的
we would quickly cast those things aside.
我们要快快的把那一切都丢弃。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just shine bright through our lives.
在我们的生命中，愿你兴起发光。
Jesus, make us compassionate like you are compassionate.
让我们像你一样充满了爱。
Tender-hearted, Lord.
让像你那样柔软的心肠。
Let the kindness of God prevail in our life, Lord.
愿神的仁慈征服我们的生命。
The mercy, the patience of God prevail in our life.
你的仁慈
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Let me suggest something that may help.
我可以建议一件事
The light to shine.
让这个光能够照射出来
I didn't share anything new with you this morning, did I?
今天早晨你没有从我听到什么新的事情。
No great revelation.
没有一个新的什么启示。
Simple truth that we know we should do, amen?
而是一个我们都知道我们当行的一个简单的真理。
But something that helps the light shine.
让这个光能够放射出来一个有效的方式。
Is if we know that we have offended our brother or sister.
就是说，若是我们知道我们得罪了我们的弟兄或姊妹的话
，The Scripture says to go to them and seek their forgiveness.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，去找那个弟兄或姊妹，要求他的赦免。
Amen.
阿门吗
And it's hard sometimes, isn't it?
有的时候这是蛮麻烦不容易的，不是吗？
But if we will humble ourselves and seek forgiveness of one another,
若是我们能够谦卑而彼此来赦免，
God's light breaks forth.
神的光在这样的情形能够照射出来。阿们吗？
Amen. Young people, if you know that there is something between you and your parents that's not right, go and make it right.
年轻人，若是你和你的父母之间有什么不对的地方，
Husbands, wives, go and make it right.
先生和太太之间有什么问题，去寻求彼此的和平和。
I don't know about anything that's going on in this room.
我不知道大家的情形是怎么样。
But I do know my own heart, and I know it's easy to become offended. Amen.
但我认识我自己的光景，所以我知道这件事情是很容易发生的。阿门吗？
And just as we discussed yesterday, if we humble ourselves, God's grace floods in our life.
就像我们昨天所经历的，当我们谦卑下来的时候。神的恩典就像那个河流一样涌进我们当中
to release the glory of Jesus.
而将神的荣耀释放出来
So if you're fine with everybody, praise God.
若是你跟所有在座的关系都没有问题感谢赞美主
Amen. Go enjoy in peace.
去享受这个在主里的平安
But if there is something between you and someone else,Make it right so the light and love of Jesus can shine.
但若是在我们当中有任何的隔阂，去寻求彼此的和平，好让神的光能够在我们当中照出来。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, just show us if there's anybody that we need to go to before this retreat's over, that we could just the light and love and joy of God could rise up very big in our lives, Lord.
主啊，在特会结束之前，若是我们当中有需要彼此寻得着和平的，主让我们去得着和平，好像你的爱、你的光、你的生命能够在我们当中自由的运行。
Amen. Thank you for your patience.
谢谢你们的忍耐。
弟兄姊妹们啊，我们听见这样宝贵的话，我们在主面前一同祷告。
Let's spend more time in prayer before the Lord.
主，我们谢谢你早间虽然简短，却是有力的话。
We thank you for your powerful message this morning.
我们都来转向你。
We all want to turn our focus onto you.
我们在这一年最末的一天。
At the last day of this year.
因着你的大怜悯
Because of your great mercy,
我们都在你的光中见光
We have seen light in your light.
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
多少时候我们里面的黑暗拦阻你的光从我们里面照射出来
Many times the darkness in our heart has hindered you from shining out.
多少时候教会的软弱失败叫你的光没有办法成为这一个地区的见证。
Many times because the weaknesses and failures in your church that has hindered you from being shining in our community.
主耶稣，愿你的灵在我们里面运行。
May your spirit move about in us.
看见我们的软弱。
And point out our weakness.
看见我们自己的黑暗。
Show us our darkness.
看见我们自己多少时候还恋慕罪恶主借着早间的话我们向你悔改我们转向你主啊愿你的光从我们里面照射出来主耶稣但愿爱你的人如日头出现光辉烈烈你借着我们的悔改再一次得着我们全人特别得着在座的年轻人主耶稣叫我们这一生都是为着你而活叫我们这一生不成为你光的拦阻耶稣啊救我们救我们脱离一切的黑暗叫我们里面有敏锐的感觉赞美我们的主多少时候拦阻你发光的就是我们这些人谢谢主早上点醒我们我们感谢你你这样的爱我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告 阿们。